Unbreakable Rogues, good morning. My name is Roberto and I am the Unbreakable Rogue. Welcome to Unbreakable Secrets, the fastest 20-minute podcast in the history of the world. My name is Roberto. You can email me, by the way, at ubrogue@gmail.com, ubrogue@gmail.com. You can actually please share the post to your favorite friend, to your one family member that needs 20 minutes of high-power content, motivation. I'm telling you, we living in the best and actually the best and worst times in the history of the world, but we remain positive that we as humans, we're going to pretty much embrace the change, right? So today I'm going to talk about cadence, right? If you ever been in the military, right, is you have that cadence, you have, you know, you're marching and you're marching with a purpose, right? I used to, we did a training in Camp Perry, Ohio, and when we did this training at 3 o'clock in the morning and marching and just like, you know, like cadence, man. It was the best, man. You got to, in life, we got to go cadence. Like this, I got up this morning and did my run in the morning and that combination of walk and run. So I decided to do a small pace, small cadence and felt good because sometimes when you run, you're focusing the run and you don't focus too much of what happened around you as far as nature. So I decided to stop it and just kind of go and look the, you know, listen to the birds and just enjoy the morning. The best thing to wake up earlier than anybody else's is you can actually go and in the path and just it's calm, it's quiet, you know. Of course, you know, you got to be careful, you go at night, but I mean, pretty much is where I live is pretty safe. So it's literally just like amazing. Just go out there and just enjoy the run and make sure you always have reflective vest, reflective flashlight. Because today I made a mistake. Like, oh, I was all in black. Not good. So not the good thing. I was kind of in between the daylight. So if you are going on a run, please be visible. Please be visible. So anyway, so I was going in my cadence and I was just like, man, I was like, that felt good because slow and steady. We live in a world that everything, I think life wants to trick us sometimes. Why are we going to go too fast? We got to go, you know, you have your cadence. So you determine your cadence. You can determine when to stop and how to stop. When to take a break. And my wife last week we have this coffee machine, right? So we're like, man, sometimes we just want to have one cup without putting all the stuff in the coffee machine and say, yeah, what are you, you know, she wanted to get the Nespresso. So we finally got it. And I'm like, this cup has like that, like caffeine, like pretty much the highest caffeine. So I'm like, man, that's awesome, man. It feels good. But also, you know, you got to drink a lot of water. You got to, you know, you got to flush your body. So caffeine is good at a certain extent, right? I'm only get like one cup of coffee a day, maybe one and a half, two. But other than that, I drink a lot of water because I'm remotely, right? So I'm sitting all day. So I got to keep the juices flowing, right? But my cadence, the older I get, I'm more aware or how can I determine my speed. In some situations, I need to just like, okay, it's time to go. In some situations, it's just time to, you know, coordinate what I had to do in a daily basis. But the most important thing, it is your sanity. You got to keep your sanity, right? I've been 3 years sober, and I feel the best. I'm a huge fan on Bradley Cooper. Bradley Cooper has been sober for a lot of years. There's tons of actors that get in the way of alcohol, drugs, and you know, the cigarettes and all. I mean, it is, people go to the next level when they, because they understand they were going too fast. You know, I'm pretty lucky because I'm 50 years of age and I'm still alive. I'm still improving. You know, there's things that, you know, that we did wrong a few years ago and we're still learning from life. But that's because we went too fast. We thought, oh, especially men are in that, and I, me and my wife talked about a lot of things, and it's, oh yeah, you guys, and I told her, you are correct, honey, and I'm the first to admit it. So yeah, we can improve a lot of things, but in a lot of things we are wrong. We know we're not listening. It's an improvement. It is an improvement, and because me and my wife had this bonding relationship, right? We're like, oh, you know what? So we know our cadence, and finding the right partnership in life is probably the most difficult. Besides winning, it is finding the right partnership with somebody is the most critical. Is the most difficult. It's like running 100 miles. They're the hardest races in the world because you got to go to a lot of training, a lot of years of training. Oh, just honey, I'm just gonna run 100 miles today. No, you're not. You need a team of people. If you go online and go to I'm starting to, and believe me, YouTube doesn't pay me any money. It's not promotion, but for me, YouTube has been a great tool of pretty much, I mean, I pay the YouTube premium, but it allows you to have this content ads free. So you can just go study Harvard or study Yale and study all these, Yale University. So you need to keep your sanity in check, having the right cadence, you know, the right step, you know, the right methodology, you know, the right system. You know, I was watching a good friend of mine, which I have the book that somebody recommended a long time ago, and that, which is a great book, is called Ray Dalio Principles. Great book about, you know, dude, it is, we are living in a society that we need to cut off social media for a while. I did it for probably about almost 3 months, man. In my entire life, since social media came along, last year I shut up social media for 3 months. Literally, I didn't check the email for things that I had to know. But other than that, like no Facebook, no Instagram, no, and YouTube was because I was learning. So YouTube was the only, you know, but was, you know, not social media that I was posting. Absolutely nothing. Because after moving from another state, we had to execute a lot of things. As you know, there's a lot of distractions, right? So when the new year came along, 2024, there was a lot of goals, a lot of things that we had to accomplish, and a lot of things that we had to improve. And that the only way that is going to happen was pretty much a getaway from social media for a while and literally make a plan. So right now, if, for example, this is my third week, tracking pretty much my workouts, my distances, and being more organized and within the business, within my life. I'm talking about 50, right? You know, this turning 50 years of age allows me to control more my space. You got to control your space, control your environment, and pretty much be like a monk. You got to be like a monk. You got to be like a chameleon, right? So you got to understand how life works, and you got to just learn how to navigate. But you got to have the right cadence, the right speed, when to stop, when to speed, you know, when to relax, when to just shut up. And that's probably the second thing, most hardest thing in the world. Shut off everything. Like literally some weekends, my phone is off. So, and my wife's, oh, I have, you know, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. Me having my phone off 24/7, and it's going to help my business, and it's going to help me. My phone, it is off on weekends. And Sundays when I'm at church, like today we have the worship in our church. They do a worship experience where we just go and pray and sing and then pray about like modern Christian music. It is amazing. It is amazing, but not only because we gather with people, we are in a society, we need people, we need to stand up in what they said, this is an old adage, we need to stand up in the shoulders of giants in order for us to go to the next level. Because sometimes our speed, we cannot, you know, because, you know, we just need to be around people that they're better than us and they're faster than us, so we can see how within their perspective, right? So we can say, you know what, man, these dudes are doing great, man. How did I miss that? How in the world did I miss that? Because we have the wrong speed. You know, Grant, I'm a huge fan of Grant, and yeah, you know, they pay me no money, but as like he say, we had the wrong data. All this life, you know, the faster we go, we have data flying, and you know, the propagandas and the news and all. That's why I don't watch the news. I don't watch any of that now, because I don't follow that trend of brainwashing my activities. I gotta control my environment, control my speed. And Cardone says that we had the wrong data. Cardone, when he was selling his books and his training materials, he said, I need to build me an army in order for me to go. That's why he went from zero to a billion in a couple of years. I mean, not a couple of years, you know, maybe 8, 10, 15 years, because he built an army. He was going too fast, right? He was going to, you know, spend time. I mean, he didn't waste time. He learned about being on the road. He said, I need to build me a team. So when I'm focusing, when it's better for me, I got, and dude, he is, I have a very high praise for Grant and his wife Elena Cardone. I mean, dude, you want to have these people around you. You gotta have this. You gotta build yourself an army, because that's how empires succeed. You gotta do collaborations. You gotta do especially with us, with men, we're so that ego that flies around us, and we're like, we don't, and that's clouds our minds to make the right decisions, right? Because we're just like the hitting the wall, because we don't have the cadence, we don't have the speed, we don't have the right data, we don't have the right friends, we don't have the right connections, we don't have the right vehicles, we don't have the right systems, we don't have the right books, we don't have the right health, we don't, and all the day, everything is around, everything that we, that it is right there with us. We just need to, approach. We just need to, you know, put all these crazy things aside. We have all these little things, that we have, and just, hey, I need help. How can we do it? And you will remember, what can I do to get us on track? What can I do to get us to the next level? What can we go from here to there? Does that make sense? So, if you're not waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning, you need to eliminate. I always say, if you want to improve your life, you ought to move to another state, to another city. You got to change your number and disappear. And you're all friends. Adios. See you later. Sing kumbaya. I'm in another level. And I cannot allow myself to be what I was 10 years ago. 10 years ago, I was a loser, man. Even 5 years ago, I was a loser. The pandemic changed the world in a way that we, you know, people still waking up in a dream, or like that we're in this lethargic dream. So if you've been on the hospital to a surgery and you're like, you know, they obviously put you to sleep, and you're like, when you get up, you're like all drowsy. That's exactly what a lot of people are still like. I used to like drowsy and within the drugs, because all the drugs pretty much, they're everywhere, right? You know, the anyway. So if we don't have the right systems, the right following, the right, you know, the right, for me is my God. I mean, if I'm a Christian, so I mean, if that was because of I was saved, you know, 3 years ago, I was like, man. It's just like, you know, there's no way. There's no way. There's no way we're going to make it if we are not finding the right team. That's why I had a conversation with my stepdaughter the other day, because, you know, she was one of the male friend, and she was, you know, God, I was a little judging a little bit, but I was like, hey, dude, you guys are women, right? If anybody wants to date you, the guy has to go and pick you up. That, not the other way around. You are not picking up anybody. If he doesn't have a car, is that your problem? Though that's not the right guy for you. Sometimes women make the mistake of getting together with these losers, and as I'm telling you, and I'm glad me and my wife, we've been married almost like 5 years, and pretty much it's been like, man, my wife, she's a superstar, man. I give her praise to, it's just pretty much, because there's a few people that can tolerate me on a daily basis, I tell you. But finding the right partnership was like the best. And right now, we're stronger than ever, and we're going to win because our cadence are finally like unified into this a unit, right? That's why a successful army is back in, you know, when you go back in history, the best army was the best unit, the best unified with the same purpose, the same mission to win. And since the problem in a lot of countries and even in this country is because we're not unified. Everybody has going to different paths. Everybody has different interests. Everybody has different agendas and greed. And everybody try to betray each other. But they're not, at the end of the day, we're not going anywhere. We're not going anywhere if we don't have the right cadence, the right, you know, the right path. There's no, I mean, look at the Constitution. The Constitution of this country pretty much was based on these dudes. They gathered in the room and said, well, look, if we don't do this Constitution to protect the people from us, and we're going to make so strong that nobody can change it. And until this day, these buffoons, they're finding a ways to change the Constitution. Because these guys in 1776 or whatever it was, whatever they created the Constitution a few years ago, they said, let's be aware because these idiots are going to try to change 100 years from now, 300 years from now. These idiots, they're going to try to change the Constitution because we don't, when they created the Constitution, they were unified. They had the same cadence, even though there was agreements and disagreements, but they finally created because they got together and did it. That's exactly what we need to do on a daily basis. Create our cadence in one line, all together, one purpose, and believe me, this world will be happier. Right? We'll be ready to go. So you can email me at ubrogue@gmail.com. Please share the post. I mean, if you're driving to work, if you're coming back from work, you know, send it to your wife and say, man, honey, look, this is what, you know, just send it and say, I was listening to this dude, man, send it to the wives. Not for you. Don't do it for you. I mean, do it for yourself, of course, but you got to, hey, honey, do you have a friend that maybe can use, you know, 20 minutes, man, 20 minutes, the right cadence. Follow the post and share it. You can follow me on Instagram and @UnbreakableRogue on Instagram. You can follow me @UnbreakableRogue on YouTube. I'm still developing the YouTube, but I think it's going to be the best YouTube channel in the history of the world, baby. The best YouTube channel in the history of the world. So Joe Rogan, you better be ready because I'm coming for you, Joe. I'm coming for you. Nah, I'm just kidding. I'm so focused in my spiritual life that I'm focusing what I can actually be better to improve our lives, improve the place that we live, improve our existence, and be the best individuals we can be. Because at the end of the day, our life in this planet is very limited. You know, my father passed away in Father's Day last year, and man, you be gone in 2 seconds. So stop wasting time, stop making others rich, and start making you rich. But you gotta gather with other people that are better than you, they have better connection than you. That's how you grow, that's how you get better. Have a good afternoon. Go help somebody that can never repay you. Make sure to drink some water. Stay away from those energy drinks that they are not good for you. Water, water, water. HO2, that's the biggest commodity in the world. Without water, there's no life. Without water, there's no life. Go have a nice ice water. Refresh. Go help yourself and go help somebody that can never repay you. Smile, and I see you later. Cadence.